How to properly use prone position gel pads during surgery. Prone position gel pads are the indispensable items of the modern operation theater, which is aimed at helping the patient to be safe and feel comfortable during operations in the prone position. This is because, without exercising due caution while using these pads, there is a high likelihood that complications such as pressure ulcers, nerve injury, or wrong body positioning may occur. To describe how to use prone position gel pads appropriately and explain how the prone position gel pads can work well with other positional support devices such as supine position gel pads and head rings. Understanding prone position gel pads. Prone position gel pads are designed to bear the patient's weight in a manner that most of the weight does not focus in one place, thus preventing the patient from getting injuries from pressure. Fashioned from advanced silicone or similar material, these pads control the body position and guarantee comfort in lengthy surgical operations. Steps for proper usage. 1. Assess the patient's needs. Assess the patient's body type and any possible health issues that could be existing or required for the surgery first before doing positioning. From here, this particular assessment will assist with identifying the size and positioning of the gel pads correctly. 2. Positioning the pads. Chest and pelvis support. Position the prone position gel pads in the middle of the patient chest and pelvis so as to make the abdomen to be slightly off the bed. This is quite effective in preserving the spine's positioning and especially its erect positioning and enhances in its breathing. Arm and leg positioning. Extra gel pads can be put in between arms and legs to avoid exerting pressure or straining joints. 3. Integrate additional support. Head ring placement. When used in a prone position, adding prone position gel pads should go along with the head ring to make sure that the patient's head remains in midline and in slight extension. The head ring ensures that strain on the neck is well controlled, and pressure-related impacts on the face are reduced to the minimum. Supplementary pads. Sometimes, supine position gel pads can be used again for other parts like the thigh or the calf to protect the entire limb. 4. Check alignment and pressure points. After the positioning of the patient, check that the position is correct and all pressure points are less than necessary. From time to time amid the operation, assess the movements of the patient to intervene and change the patient position when necessary. Why proper usage matters. Things such as nerve compression and impaired circulation can result from improper positioning of prone position gel pads. Compounding these pads with devices like head rings means it affords comprehensive patient safety. Supine position gel pads, even though specifically designed for supine procedures, can be used in prone setups as well, which illustrates the multifunctionality of these goods. Conclusion. Prone position gel pads are a necessity in improving the results of surgeries being performed as well as minimize risks which are posed on patients. Hence, by use of correct positioning technique and use of accessory tools such as supine position gel pads and head rings, healthcare providers can give the best care to the patients during surgery. It is not just about how, but about when and where they are used, and the accuracy with which they are applied is mandatory and obligatory in contemporary medicine.